No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I am here with YouTube icon, hip-hop artist, etc., DDG. How you doing, bro?
Good, man.
Nice to have you in here. I think a lot of people have been really wanting to see this happen for a while.
Yep.
In particular,
this is legendary right here.
Well, you kind of clickbaited at it one time.
Yeah.
The first time we met.
Yeah.
I like a guy like you who's not scared of some good clickbait.
Yeah, you already know how the YouTube world be.
Yeah, it's just hustling. That's just how you get people to click on shit. That's what it's all
for
about.
Sure.
Yeah. What was it? We met up in the APG studio, and then the title was like DDG No Jumper interview.
Yeah.
Gotcha, bitch. Made you click.
Yeah.
All right, so you just got off tour. I was watching a lot of your vlogs last night.
Nah, I'm still on it. Like a few shows had to get canceled because I'm fucking sick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right. So, the ear infection or something?
Yeah, man. So I just been chilling. But I go back May 3rd to Chicago.
Okay.
And then Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit, Indianapolis, and then so on and so on. So
how long were you on tour before that?
It was two dates,
oh,
L.A.
Okay.
and Phoenix.
Nice.
And then I was just fucked up after that.
The year
cuss,
just did
right?
it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Swear as much as you want.
All right, but yeah, I was fucked up after that, so.
Big fucked up.
Yeah, man.
I hear that. All right, so let's go back in time. Let's talk about where you're from and everything.
Pontiac, Michigan.
Pontiac.
Born and raised, man. You want me to just go through?
Yeah, let's hear about it. What were your parents like? What kind of upbringing you have?
Oh, yeah. Well, my parents, they were married, you know what I'm saying? They split up or whatever, but I know both of my parents, everything cool or whatever. But I'm from Pontiac, Michigan, graduated high school.
Half hour outside Detroit, you said?
It's like 30, 40 minutes, something mm-hmm. like that. But, I graduated high school as valedictorian, actually.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm a smart nigga, you know what I'm saying?
That's crazy, because actually when I was in preschool, I got in a fight with this Asian kid, and I bit him on the ass because he stepped on my homework, and then he went on to become the valedictorian of my high school class.
All right, that's crazy.
And I bit him on the ass when I was like 5.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my parents have mentioned that many times to me.
I never got bit on the ass, but I got, I was really smart in school, you know what I'm saying? I was on my homework or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went off to college, went to a school called CMU or whatever. And I was just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Really was catching C's. I was just trying to party. You know how college
just
did,
getting by. You weren't passionate about
it? Yeah, I was just having fun or whatever. And then I started, when I first got to college, I had like, because I started YouTube probably like end of 11th grade, senior year. And then I'm 20 right now.
You're still only 20. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm 20. And then I went on to college or whatever. And when I got to their freshman year, I had like 30K subscribers or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
from doing what? What were you doing at first?
I was just making like skits. You know what I'm saying? Back then when skits was mm-hmm. like popping or whatever. And then I went on to, what's it called? I went on after freshman year or whatever, I had like 100K.
Mm.
And then like the summer hit after freshman year and I just hit like hella good-ass videos, got to, like, 300K, and then sophomore year hit, second semester, I'm making, like, you know what I'm saying? You already know how the mm-hmm. YouTube money go, you know what I'm saying?
Especially a couple of years ago, it was real nice.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I'm saying, like, you catch a million views, catch $5,000 just like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was like, you know what, man?
Now you got to make, like, Jake Paul-style content if you want to get there. You can't ever say the F word or nothing.
Yeah, man, but at this point, bro, music is going so good for me right now. That's why I'm so glad I really started taking it serious. That's what my tour called, Take Me Serious and shit like that. Because it's like, I was doing YouTube, I was so comfortable. But then seeing the little adpocalypse shit,
mm-hmm.
it just showed me like, you can't be comfortable with stuff like this. It's so unpredictable. You know
what
I'm saying?
People were always saying that to me when I was like really killing it with YouTube and stuff. People would always be like, yo, just remember, this shit could go away. I'm sitting there thinking, like, why would it go away? Why would YouTube go away? Why would the money fucking turn off if it's good right now? And then all of a sudden, I saw that they were right, and I had to try to diversify the income streams.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, that's what really sparked my music, is seeing YouTube, like, go down so damn quick. So I was like, I need to do something, you know what I'm saying?
But let's talk about what were like the skits in particular that you were doing when you were in high school that really helped you blow up? Because I'm very intrigued by the idea of you being so young. Were you 16, 17? You're already making like a significant amount of money on there?
Nah, 16, 17. When I was in high school, I wasn't making shit. I was making like, my first YouTube check was like $200.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But that's still kind of like $200 in a month.
Yeah.
You're like, damn. That's yeah, like almost nah, like nah, a job.
I quit my job after I got that $200. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I was happy with that, but I wasn't really making no money, but I was just making like little funny skits, 3-minute skits, like cringy shit, like don't eat ass, like some of them titled, you know what I'm saying? Just weird shit, you know what I'm saying? But they was doing good for that time period, but I really started blowing up when summertime hit after my freshman year at college. And then I just decided to drop out of school, and I moved out to L.A., and that was a year and a half ago, so I only been out here for a year and a half.
For real. So were you always doing vlogs, like documenting your actual life? Because that's kind of like a different transition, like going from doing skits and stuff where you're just being funny and then being able to transition into people actually giving a fuck about wanting to watch your life for 10 or 15 minutes. That's like a trend that a lot of people aren't able to do that. You know, like people blew up off Vine and shit, and then they went on to vlogging and it didn't really work out because they didn't really like their personality that much. But it seems like with you, you've been able to kind of transition between the vlogs, the skits, the pranks, all this kind of shit over time.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just naturally funny sometimes. You know what I'm saying? When I'm just like, all my homies would tell you, you know what I'm saying? When I'm chilling or whatever, I'm just naturally funny, naturally able to get along with. And I feel like it shows in my videos, and that's why people are able to connect with me. And I get all my supporters involved. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I get on Twitter and I tweet them or whatever. I just get them involved and all this other shit. So it just make us feel like a family. You know what I'm saying?
The DDG family.
Yeah.
But, you know, tell me if I'm wrong on this, but I got a friend, John Hicks, who's like a BMX guy, and he's a vlogger. He does like the daily vlog thing, making videos about riding bikes all over LA and stuff. And like, we'll be out and about, and he'll see like a group of black kids that clearly do not ride BMX, and they will start freaking out over him. And I was like, why the fuck do those kids all know about you? And he's like, dude, think about it. Like, there's not that many black kids that do like vlogs and like YouTube content. So it's like the fans kind of like latch on to like anybody that they see in that space because it's not that common. Is that true?
Yeah, I feel like that's true. It's not a lot of people like us. You know what I'm saying? So when they see it and it's entertaining, they just, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm his biggest fan. You know what I mean?
Because kids, like black kids in particular, I feel like they love YouTube. Like they fucking are on there watching academics, watching rap videos, watching whatever all the time. But then like in that category of like vlogger, I feel like it's not that many. Like you kind of stand out a lot because you're in that category. You're funny. You're just having a good time with your fans, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It take a lot of hard work. You know what I'm saying? For a couple months, I was uploading like 3 videos a day, vlogs though. You know what I'm saying? And you know, That's just what I had to do to make the money or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know how shit went down or whatever. But, but that really made them connect with me, and they see me, like, 3 times throughout the day or whatever. So, I don't know, man. I did a lot of shit on YouTube.
Did you always feel like, or did you always grow multiple channels? Or was that something that sort of came along after the Adpocalypse, that where you're a guy who has a shitload of channels with a lot of subscribers on all of them?
Adpocalypse definitely made me grow channels.
Really?
Like, yeah. I had, my first channel was like 1.4 million.
Right.
And then I was like, I seen the money start going down. I was like, all right, just make another one.
But were you putting anything that bad on that channel?
No. You know what I'm saying?
Not that bad, right?
Yeah.
Mine was pretty bad. I understood when I got fucked up.
Yeah, I be seeing your shit. But mine's, I wasn't doing nothing bad or whatever. But, you know, I don't know, man. It's just, I don't know. I feel really passionate about music, though. I always felt passionate about it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, were you making music since you were super young?
Yeah. Like, I used to, like, my brother over there, we used to make, like, little songs in our basement or whatever just for fun. You know what I'm saying? And I just enjoyed it. But I never, ever thought that I would. Well, I never took it serious, you know what I mean? So even when I was doing YouTube, I made a few songs, and I realized that people really fuck with my music and I can actually make music when I started doing a little diss track shit, you know what I mean? And I started doing all the diss tracks, and those were like my most popular videos. And I see all the comment sections, fire emoji, oh, this shit fire, blah, 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 blah.
Diss track shit, that was like, what was it, like maybe 2 years ago? Like Rice Gum, I feel like, was one of the people that really blew it up.
Yeah. He blew that shit up for sure.
But who are you making diss tracks about?
I mean, I made one about him for no apparent reason, just views, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I made one about some other nigga, I ain't gonna say his name. And then I made one about Lil Yachty. Mm-hmm. Which blew up like 10 million. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I have zero problem with Lil Yachty. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I just made it because he said my name in one of the little TK remix or whatever. I was like, all right, this is a business move. You already know. You know what I'm saying? You know YouTube.
And especially you gotta if go you're, for it. Well, you were pretty small at that time too, right?
No, I mean,
you were a decent fan base.
I think I think I was at probably like 800K on the vlog channel. Oh, okay. I already had a million on the other channel. So I was just growing my vlog channel or whatever.
But it's like, hey, I don't know you, Yachty. Sorry, yeah, I'm going to use your name.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? It's just entertainment. I already talked to him in the DMs or whatever. So, I mean, we already squashed it or whatever. He already knows what's up. But that shit blew up, 10 million. That didn't really inspire me to take music serious. What really inspired me is seeing, like the YouTube shit, like, fucking up. Not just for the money, but it's just, like, I wasn't having fun with YouTube. You know what I mean? And I was having so much fun writing these diss tracks, making these damn diss tracks and shit like that. I'm like, okay, let me make some real music. You know what I'm saying? And I decided to do that. And I was like, I need to legitimize myself. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody still called me, oh, he that YouTube nigga, blah, blah, blah. Right. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a nigga on the internet that made some money. You know what I'm saying? Right. Don't be mad at me because I got out a different way than you did. I didn't have to motherfucking sell drugs and no shit like that. I got on YouTube, got it the legal way, you know what I'm saying? Made my money and funded my own music career. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I got the little feature with Famous Dex. Got the feature with Famous Dex, and that kind of like put people like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's fucking with.
So breaking out of just doing the diss tracks, when you decided like, nah, I want to try to like legitimize myself more, what did you, were you going crazy in the studio, like really working for a long time, or did you just sort of have like a natural flow where it was easy to come up with a song that you liked?
It was natural as fuck. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to like freestyle with people and like they'd be trash. I'd be like, how you don't know how to freestyle? Like, it's so easy to me. I feel like making music and like just coming up with words and shit like that just came natural to me. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I wasn't really in the studio grinding because, you know, YouTube's a full-time job. It was just, I was talking over my manager. I'm like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? We need to get on this music shit. And then it was like, what should we do? And I was like, We need to do some type of feature. You know what I mean? Like, that was a whole business move. You know what I mean? Shout out to Famous Dex for doing this shit. But
he showed you a lot of love in that too.
Yeah, he did for sure. You cool ass nigga. You know what I mean?
Sometimes he'll do a feature with somebody and it doesn't really feel like he put that much effort in. No offense to Dex, but that's true of any rapper. If they don't really want to do the feature, he shouted you out by name. He's like all up in the video, like for real. Like, you know, a lot of the times if a rapper does a feature and they don't really fuck with you, you could tell when you see the video, you know?
Yeah, for real. And, so when we did that, that shit, like, I posted it on my own channel. Like, I made, you know, I got, like, 8 channels, bro. Like, and I made, like, a music channel just called DDG. And I posted it on there, and it hit, like, 400K in, like, an hour.
That's crazy.
And I was like, shit. As soon as that bitch hit 400K, world start DM me. Let us post it. Let us post this. And I was like, damn. Should I do it? You know what I mean? And I was like, you know what? It's all about becoming legit. You know what I mean? Because I got this little YouTube guy, shit on my back, so I need to get rid of that. And I let him post it, and it still hit like, I think it's at like 4 or 5 million right now. So it hit, and then right after that, I decided to hit him with, I did the Take Me Serious joint after that. And then after that, I was like, let me drop a big banger, and I dropped that Givenchy, which is my biggest song right now.
That's the biggest one now?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, is that a hard decision, like putting something on WorldStar and sacrificing the ad revenue versus like getting the ad exposure? Is that a little bit of a hard decision as like a previous YouTuber?
I mean, we got an agreement with WorldStar or whatever, so I'm not necessarily not making no money.
Oh, okay.
But the view-wise, I feel like if I would have kept, it's called Lettuce with Famous Dex, I feel like if I would have kept it on my own channel, it would probably have more views though.
You think?
Yeah, because the thing about WorldStar is that they post like 5 videos in one day.
Easy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I post something, I post one video and that day is dedicated to that video, it's definitely going to get more views.
Interesting. Yeah. Like, have you had, like, I just think it's amazing that you're able to have so many channels with so many subs, because I have No Jumper channel, which has like 1.4 million, and I started a second channel from like more of a personal channel, got 250,000. It's tough to build up that subscriber base. You would like to think that you could just have a million subs, tell them, hey, everybody go subscribe to the new one, they would all do it. It takes so much time and effort to get people to actually do it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm different from a lot of people that make content on YouTube because I really take time out of my day to connect with my supporters. You know what I mean? Like, just the Twitter shit, the getting in the comment section, liking their comments and stuff like that, I really take that serious and try to connect with them, DMing people back and all this other stuff. So I feel like that's why they connect with me so much.
That shit goes a long way in this day and age.
Yeah, just think about it. Like, your biggest fan, if, you know what I'm saying, he comment 100 times under your picture, I'm like, Adam, can you please like my comment? You like his comment. He going to tell all his friends, all of that. You know what I'm saying? That go a long way.
It's easy to forget, like, that most kids don't have a lot going on. So getting a like from somebody that they fuck with is, like, a really, really big deal.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, same thing with me. If shit, like, if I posted a picture and I spam Drake up, I'm like, Drake, like my picture, like my picture. He like my shit, I'm going to be happy as hell. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's just how it be when you really look up to somebody or whatever and they actually give you some type of attention. That shit go a long way.
You know, I think Drake followed me like 6 months ago, and I don't think I got a like yet. I'm actually kind of pissed, yeah. I need a like. Up. Come on, Champagne Poppy, what the fuck?
That's fucked up,
just
man.
A single like. But, okay, from a musical perspective, let me know, who did you, like, come up looking up to, and who did you kind of sort of want to channel? Like, who were your influences when you were young?
Drake? Shit. I look up to Drake because the type of status that he have is, like, untouchable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, it's literally like an event when he drop a song, and I want to be on that level one day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's really the only person I look up to. I listen to a lot of music, don't get me wrong. I listen to all the new wave, all of that, but I don't want to be the new wave. You know what I'm saying? I want to be A-list. You know what I'm saying? I want to be up there. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I don't want to limit myself to, you know what I'm saying, a certain type of music. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I just dropped a love song. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be able to have that wide variety.
Right. Yeah. Do you feel like is that a hard transition? Is like, because, you know, when you're doing the diss tracks, it's just straight up aggressive. And then when you got into, you know, a lot of your earlier stuff, it's a little bit more like just straight hip hop. Is it hard for you to, like, branch out a little bit and go into the category of doing stuff that's more emotional or more deep?
Kind of, yeah. When I first made this little, because this little love song was like the first thing that I ever made. It's called Arguments. And it was kind of hard to write, but it were, I don't know. I feel like making songs like that is way easier, honestly.
Really?
Because it's less words you got to write, first of all. Because, you know, if you're making like diss tracks or you're making like a hard hip hop song, you gotta have all these different rhyme schemes and all these different bars or whatever. A love song, you can say four words and it'd be a whole hook. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So it's way easier to put together. It's just you gotta have that sound. You gotta have that ear for it.
I notice you're definitely not a dude who's scared to put your personal life out there just to run the views up. Like lately,
a lot
of broken hearts on the thumbnails and
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, a lot of it is just for entertainment, man. I just like to entertain people. But, you know, I'm not ashamed for people to portray me in a way because I already know who I am.
Mm.
So
I feel you. Yeah. So who do you feel like is the type of people that have, like, gravitated towards your career and everything?
What you mean?
Just like your fans in terms of the videos or the music type stuff. Like, who do you feel like tends to be your fan base? Like, where do you go that it's just, like, oppressive how many people know who you are and stuff?
I feel like it's definitely a lot of black people, for sure. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can literally look at somebody and be like, oh, he watched my videos. Like, seriously. You know what I'm saying? A lot of minorities, Hispanics, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I want the white people.
Yeah.
I want to, how do
guys,
I get them?
Yeah.
How do I get them to like me? You know
right.
what I'm saying? I don't know. But I see it's growing. You know what I'm saying? I love white people.
Oh, yeah.
I love all races.
There's some decent white people out there.
Yeah. Great white people.
Handful
my,
of them.
One of my best friends is white. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, That's the people that, you know what I'm saying? I just want everybody to fuck with me. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But I know it's kind of hard to really like somebody that's of a different race sometimes. You know what I'm saying? They're not brought up that way, or it's just kind of weird to be a big fan of somebody that's different than you.
Yeah,
you know
people, it's just easier for people to relate to people that look more like them, which is unfortunate because then you end up with the scenario where, you know, there's a lot of, like, white musicians throughout history that have, like, gotten attention for doing stuff that was basically completely derivative of what black people were doing before them. But at the same time, as a YouTuber, as, like, a person who's in charge of your own marketing, you kind of just realize that at a certain point is like, damn, I feel like, well, actually, though, to be honest, I don't feel like I really, like, my fan base is racially drawn. I feel like they're just rap nerds. So it's like, if I see somebody and they look like they probably listen to rap, then I'm immediately thinking in my head, like, oh, there's a pretty good chance they're gonna know me. I remember I heard Mac Miller say one time, he goes, somebody was asking him in an interview, like, you know, do you just get attacked in public. People just come up to you all the time. He's like, yeah, anybody with a hat on.
Right,
and I was thinking about that. I'm like, only young people really wear hats. So that kind of makes a lot of sense. Once you get past like 30 or something, your hat wearage goes down a lot.
Yeah, man. I can pinpoint somebody that watched my videos or listen to my music like that. Music fans is coming in. Like, it's a lot of people that listen to my music that don't even know I do YouTube.
Really?
And they was like, oh, you do YouTube? And I'd be like, damn, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Keep them in the dark. Be like, nah, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about YouTube, nigga. I know YouTube, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where do you record at?
My house.
Okay.
Yeah, I did all my songs in my house. I did, you was there, a few of the songs, mm-hmm. one called Donkey Kong, the other one called Pontiac. I did that at APG.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, the rest of my songs, I did all that in my crib.
Is it the kind of thing where, do you have like a high-end studio, or you just sort of got the laptop and the little mic,
man,
in the corner?
Right, it got to a point where I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get studio time, and then you got to be on other people's time. Oh, 3 hours, $300, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you know, let's fuck this shit. Think about it. You do 10 studio sessions, you just spit three bands. Mm. You know what I mean? So I was like, fuck that. I went to the Guitar Center, bought like $4,000 worth of equipment, had a bunch of people help me. Well, not actually help me. I actually put it together myself. Looked on YouTube tutorials or whatever, called a few people to help me out, put it all together, and ever since then, I've just been using my studio.
Yeah, I think that's better. Most of the people I know who just like have long ass studio sessions, it's usually paid for by the label. Because at a certain point, that's just shit. This shit don't add up. It don't make sense to be spending your own money.
Yeah, and I feel way more comfortable in my own spot. I ain't got to worry about nobody looking at me. Oh, hurry up. Oh, you running out of studio time. I ain't got to worry about none of that.
Don't got to worry about getting shot on the way out of the studio at 3 o'clock in the morning. That happens here and there.
For real.
Shit's crazy. So, all right. What about in terms of artists that you want to work with? Famous Dex was kind of like the go-to the first time that you came out on that level. Like, have you got any like well-known features since then or not?
Nah, I haven't. That's the only feature I did, you know, and that was just a way to legitimize myself. It's not necessarily an artist that I want to work with. I want to make it to the point where it's an artist that want to work with me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of artists that want to work with me. So I really just want to build my own brand. So I'm not really looking to feature with nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking to just build my brand as a musician, as an artist. You know what I mean? Because I still, even though, you know what I'm saying, I've been on World Star, I'm on No Jumper, you know what I'm saying, all this other shit, you know what I mean? People still going to call me a YouTube nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I still got some shit to prove. And you know what I'm saying? I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the underdog.
Is it hard, like, lifestyle-wise to fit in, like, doing videos, trying to record, going on tour, all this stuff? It seems like you got shitload on your plate right now.
Yeah, man. I got a lot of shit going on right now. Mm. A whole lot of shit, man. I just uploaded 2 videos before I got here.
Really?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
On 2 different channels or the same channel?
Same channel this time. Okay. Yeah, this time.
That's what's up. Yeah, because, I mean, I think about that a lot, too, is, like, how it's hard to, like, switch back and forth between all the different roles that you have sort of established in your head. Like for me, like to go from having a meeting with an advertiser to like having to do an interview and then having to go to like sitting there on YouTube and like, you know, noting a video and like writing descriptions and stuff. I'm just like always having to switch back and forth. But I noticed you seem like you have a pretty good team around you. Some of the vlogs I watched on tour and stuff, like who when you go on tour, who do you have around you?
I mean, it's really just security, my manager, brother, cousin, and DJ. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody help. Well, I got a videographer. He's doing like the video stuff, the shows, and I think he's gonna vlog me when we go in the middle Midwest or whatever.
You make him edit for you?
I mean, he's gonna edit.
You do your own editing stuff?
I do all my editing though.
Oof,
I
that's
do
brutal.
All of that.
Yeah.
But I barely edit, that's the thing.
Yeah, yours is pretty.
It's pretty straightforward. I edit in my head while I'm recording.
Exactly. Yeah, when you are your own editor in your head, it's a lot easier to like record 15 minutes of footage and then put out a 13-minute video because you sort of know what to do. Whereas Chris over here will be editing, he'll film fucking 5 hours worth of shit from a rap show. That's why it takes him forever to edit it.
Yeah, I just edit in my head so I can get it out the way.
Yeah, for sure. Let me see, what else? Oh, yeah, that's kind of one thing I was wondering about is, like, in your videos, do you feel, like, sort of flexing with, like, the designer and the money and the clothes and stuff? Do you feel like that is something that the fans tend to like, or is that something that sort of makes you less relatable to the fans because they're looking at you, you know, talking about or wearing stuff that they can't afford, shit like that?
Nah, if anything, I look at it from my perspective. If I see somebody with stuff that's better or stuff that's expensive and stuff that I actually like, I just take it as inspiration. Mm. You know, a lot of people hit me up and they say, DDG, you inspire me, you motivate me and stuff like that. And I don't necessarily try to flex on my fans or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't be on the camera talking about, oh, you can't afford this, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I just, if I show them something that's expensive, I'll be like, you can get this too. You just got to work hard, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? I never try to flex on them, but I take it as inspiration. So I try to make it an inspirational thing.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think that's kind of an interesting thing about it too, is that like in terms of why people like YouTube videos and stuff, I think a lot of it has to do with just them. They want to see somebody that could be like a guide to like how to live your life, because to a lot of times, like, you know, you're 20, but you might have a fan who's 15 and he just wants to have the same confidence level that you have. He sees you with pretty girls. He sees you with nice shit. He's actually motivated doing something. It's like you're kind of giving them the blueprint for what their lifestyle could be like if they were to actually hustle and like get off their ass and do stuff.
Yeah, a lot of my fans, they didn't see me come up from, like, you know what I'm saying, a 2002 Oldsmobile that my mama gave me, living in my mama house, to driving a BMW i8. You know what I'm saying? I vlogged all of that. Mm-hmm. So they got to see me go from that to that. From Pontiac to LA.
It's weird when you sort of reach a different level where you're bigger or you've kind of made it, because then people start judging you and they don't have any perspective on what you've actually been through. Whereas like your diehard fans actually remember what it was like for you a couple of years ago when shit wasn't so good.
Yeah, a lot of people just be like, oh, you been had that. Oh, you only get views because you did YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I spent hours, days, you know what I'm saying, editing videos and sitting up late night and doing this shit. I'm here for a reason. It's the you know, yeah. I'm able to fund my music career because I was the one sitting at that computer editing. You know what I mean? So you can't take that away from me, period. It doesn't take away from the fact that I make good music. You know, just because I did YouTube or made skits or did vlogs or whatever.
No, I mean, unless you're a fucking international kingpin, you're probably making more off YouTube than anybody's making selling drugs.
Yeah, for real.
It'd be pretty tough to beat YouTube money selling drugs. You'd have to be pretty high up there in the cartel.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is, like, your plan going forward? Like, what do you think that you need at this point? You already got videos with millions of views. You got valid features. You got a No Jumper interview. Like, what do you think is, like, important to you in terms of moving your career forward at this point?
Shit, man. That's a hard question. I just feel like... I don't know. I really feel like I just need to make another hit, you know? And I feel like I already got it with this love song. It's just different that it's hard for people to adapt to it, even though it's doing great. You know what I'm saying? It's like at 1 million on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I ain't checked the Spotify numbers yet, but it's doing great. You know what I mean? And it's just audio. It's no music video. So I feel like this next song that I already dropped is going to do great. It's going to put me in a different lane and able to capture some female art. Female fans, you know what I'm saying? They can relate to me now, you know what I mean? Mm. And I just feel like making myself more well-rounded would take me to that next level. And that's what I'm really trying to do. I want to make music that everybody can listen to, everybody can bump in the car, you know?
Yeah, it could be hard to get that girl percentage up. I think my YouTube's on like 12% female.
Yeah, man. Girls, bro, I love girl fans, bro.
Right.
I'm telling you, you got to get that percentage up.
Because they're so much more rare.
Man, look, I'm telling you, bro, I just came back from Phoenix. This girl was like crying over me. I'm like, that's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking from Pontiac. Like, why are you crying?
She looks so nervous on stage.
Yeah, man. And a dude would come up to me. Like, what's up, bro? I love my homies or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it's more like straightforward, appreciate you, bro, blah, blah, blah. A girl come up to you, oh my God, hug you, blah, blah, blah. I like that shit, you know what I mean? It just make me feel like I'm an impact in somebody's life, you know what I mean? So I really, really, yeah, man, I'm trying to capture the girls' hearts.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like the secret to rap stardom is, A, girls, because you can only have so many fans if you're only really appealing to like diehard hip hop fans who are guys. It's the girls, and then it's also the kids, because once you got the young ass fans, they sit around and they watch fucking Lil Pump videos on YouTube 8,000 times in a row, man. And that's why those videos get insane view counts and make fucking hella money off streaming and shit, is because it's just like little kids just have a different way of taking in information. They want to watch the same shit over and over.
Yeah, they be chilling at the crib. They ain't got shit else to do, especially summertime, bro.
Oh yeah.
Summertime, they sitting on their ass. They just got done playing with their friends outside. They just want to chill.
I forgot about summertime.
Yeah, summertime coming up quick.
The wave is coming up. Yeah.
That's time to, it's time to work.
It's time to work. Time yeah. To work, for real. Okay, that's a good question though. I've been trying to get back more into the vlogging thing lately because I've been watching your videos. It's kind of making me feel like fuck. Like that's actually what a lot of my fans want to see me do, is just straight up make a fucking iPhone vlog every day. Just go for it. Have you ever felt like, nah, I need to just go through a straight period where I don't vlog at all just to make people forget about that and begin to really fuck with me as like a musician only?
Nah, it's just, I had that idea in my head before, but I'm like, no, I want to be different. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to be able to think about it. If Drake dropped a vlog, a 15-minute vlog, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Him in the crib playing Fortnite or motherfucking around his house or some shit, riding in the car, and you know what I'm saying? You going to watch that shit.
Oh, yeah.
You going to watch that shit. You know what I mean? Imagine being at Drake status vlogging. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Nigga, that's 50 million views a day. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's just going to bring people into your life. It just make you more interesting. It makes people more. That's why, bro, out of 17 million views on my song Givenchy, it's probably one kid on there that maybe watched that shit 50,000 times because he loved me that much.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because he got to see me grind from the bottom to the top. You know what I'm saying? I get so many tweets of people like, DDG, I just played this song all night. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? You don't know me personally, but you feel like you do. You know what I'm saying? So it's
they
like,
put it on repeat and then they turn it down so yeah, they can sleep there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure it's kids out there that did that shit. Because a lot of people tweeting me like, DDG, I just shared your song. I just showed my whole class your song, blah, 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 all this other shit. Like, they promoting it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a reason for that. It's because I took time to vlog my day and try to connect with them and like their comments and DM them back and all this other stuff. So I feel like if somebody like Drake or J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar or something like that actually took the time to interact with their supporters, I feel like their music would be even bigger. You know what I mean? So they could probably sell out a show in Antarctica type shit. You know what I mean?
You know, X has like 2 million subscribers on his YouTube channel.
Yeah, I seen. All he did was sit in the crib and talk.
Yeah.
2 million views.
I feel like he kind of fell back on it a little bit. I wish he would be more consistent with that. I don't know if he's necessarily the dude because he's kind of all over the place. But I feel like, yeah, if you like, you know, he's proof right there that it's like, you know, his fans were more than happy to just watch vlogs of him doing whatever, sitting there talking about anything. And that's what's crazy, too, is he probably gets many millions of views a day on his Instagram story, too.
Bro, if he was if X was the daily vlog, bro, he hitting 2 million a day. Nigga, who is Jake Paul type shit? You know what I'm saying? For real. Because it's like they listen to his music. They feel distant from him. But if he was to drop a vlog a day, tell you, this vlog shit is the wave, bro. People just, they stuck on it and they don't want to intertwine music with the vlogging shit. And I want to be the first one to do both. Mm. You know what I mean? And be taken serious as an artist as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And if you think about it, really, the problem is just that vlogging is considered corny by people because of people like Jake Paul and stuff who, like, no offense to them, because I get it. They're out there getting their money and they're probably basically acting like who they actually are. But, you know, a lot of the most popular vloggers are people who have done it in sort of like a corny way. No offense to somebody like Roman Atwood. But I mean, when most people think of vlogging, they think of something like that, where it's kind of like corny and stuff. But in reality, it's like, pointing a camera at yourself or making a video about your day or whatever doesn't have to be corny. It doesn't have to be weird. It could be anything.
It's damn near the same shit as you getting on Instagram and recording for 10 seconds. You just putting it in a format of like 10 minutes.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's really just the same exact shit.
Mm.
But a lot of people say it's corny, but I just think this shit dope. It really lets you connect with people on a completely different level.
Yeah, totally. Like, it lets you build an audience that's so much more connected to you. Like, when I think about it now, I put quite a bit of effort into my Snapchat story and my Instagram story and stuff, and really it's like that energy would probably be better spent put straight up into vlogging.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, man, you put it in the vlog, not only is it really impacting people and letting people see your life in a different way, but you making money on top of it. It's like the best of both worlds, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what's funny about it too is just that people like, when I started doing vlogs maybe like 5 years ago or whatever, it's like people just like thought it was weird, and it was hard for me to wrap my head around what I was doing. Like, it was hard for me to like get the confidence up to do it and stuff. When you think about the average person now is totally comfortable just sitting there, Snapchat, hey, this is what's going on in my day, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's just normal now, but they're holding the phone like this. As soon as you turn it sideways or get a real camera and then have to actually sit there and edit it, people kind of like, that's like the extra step, but it's really not that different from just posting on your Snapchat or whatever.
It is simple and easy. I'm talking about, bro, before I got here, my brother would tell you, bro, I sat down for 2 minutes. Upload.
And did your edit?
Yeah, I edited 2 minutes, bro. Like, it's not a, when you edit in your head, it's really not nothing for you to really edit. So it's like, bro, the editing shit is so easy. Shit, like, I do this shit with my eyes closed. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, that's why I'm never on Snapchat or nothing like that. Cause why would I be on Snapchat when everybody know me on YouTube? You know? Yeah.
And you know what's funny too, though, is that people always talk about vlogging and shit like they think it's super easy, but I've seen so many people try to start vlogging channels and just, A, they don't have like the confidence to be good at it, they're not good on camera, or B, they just fucking are lazy and they'll do one or two videos and then they fall off. It's like, no, that's definitely not how it works. Like, if you're going to do this once and you want to be good at it, you got to do it over and over and over. Like, once is not going to do anything for you.
Yeah, daily, bro. Like I said, man, let J. Cole drop a vlog, bro. Shit's on the trending page instantly.
J. Cole, someone you're a fan of?
I mean, not necessarily like a fan. I did like have a point in time where I listened to his music a lot. But, I mean, it's somebody that you cannot hate. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Period. Popping.
You tell Lil Pump that.
Yeah, Lil Pump. Lil Pump popping like a motherfucker too. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but Lil Pump don't like him apparently.
Yeah, shit. Well,
I always thought that shit was a joke. Like, even when I heard Lil Pump say "fuck J. Cole," I was never under the impression that Lil Pump actually had like listened to J. Cole or had any sort of real opinion on him. I always thought he was trolling. But then J. Cole had to actually address Lil Pump and all them on his album. Which, have you been listening to that album?
Yeah, I heard it. I fuck with that 1985 shit for real. Yeah, that shit dope.
He's got a good point. Kids should not be doing drugs.
Yeah, man. Stay away from drugs. It's crazy. The drugs right now, bro, like, everybody doing this shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't do no type of drugs.
Never did?
I mean, you might smoke a little bit, but that's about it here and there. You know what I'm saying? Not an often type shit.
You never took 12 Xans?
Fuck no, man. Hell no. Nah. I'm not doing it, bro. I don't do no type of crazy shit. It's just, I don't know, man. I don't understand why people do stuff that has a high possibility of killing them.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, that's what people are doing nowadays. I feel like it all comes from like being influenced by other people.
Mm.
I think that's where it comes from for sure.
You know, I think a lot of it is too, is that people just have boring, soft lives and they want to like introduce an element of danger or some shit. Yeah. So they're basically like, oh, my life is kind of like not that interesting or whatever, so I'm just gonna spice it up and just get addicted to heroin, like, because people don't have real problems, so they just sort of they invent a problem by getting addicted to something. I think a lot of times that's it. You know that Epically Latered series on the skateboarder series that they do on Vice?
Nah,
little interviews or whatever. But I remember I sat there and watched that shit for a few hours one day, and by the end of it, I was like starting to feel like a loser because I've never been an alcoholic.
Yeah,
because everybody on this show became a fucking alcoholic and almost ruined their lives at some point. I'm like, man, I'm feeling lucky as hell that I never did that.
Yeah, bro. It all come from people being influenced by dumb shit for no reason.
Yeah. Do you how do you feel about like having an influence on your fans, and like do you feel the need to often like use that to sort of try to get them to like have a better influence in their lives?
Yeah, bro. I don't never want to promote anything that would like hurt my supporters. You know what I'm saying? I don't promote nothing that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I take my influence very, very serious. Like, my impact on people's lives and stuff like that, I take that serious. Like, I edit certain shit out because I don't want them to repeat it and shit like that. I treat my supporters like they my kids, kind of. You know what I mean? Even though it's people, like, I had fucking 50-year-olds come up to me and take a picture before. But, like, I treat them like they my kids. Like, I don't want them to be in no trouble, shit like that. Like, people didn't DM me talking about they about to kill themselves, and I take time out of my day, send them a paragraph back, try to save their life. You know what I'm saying? I really take my impact serious.
Mm.
So I don't promote none of that shit.
That's good. That's definitely good. Shit. Let me take a look at my list of questions here. Oh, yeah, I have a question. Have you ever faked a prank?
Yeah, everybody did that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But most of my shit real. Mm-hmm. Let me make that, you know what I'm saying, statement. But, you know what I'm saying, some of this shit be, you, sometimes you got to, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, some of this shit is just unrealistic. You know what I mean? Everybody should be damn near fake.
I feel bad that I missed out on the prank era. I wish I had, like...
I mean, no, that shit's still going on, though.
It's still going, huh? Yeah. I felt like it was huge for a while.
Yeah, that shit's still going on, for sure.
Do you sometimes look at, like, the corny-ass white people like Jake Paul and Logan Paul and, like, wonder how that affects...
You got some beef with Jake Paul and Logan Paul.
I just don't care for them that much. Actually, I think Logan Paul seems a lot cooler than Jake Paul, if I had to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, shit, probably.
He's more grown up, but, I mean, I've watched his videos, and he's just... Wait, are you friends with him?
Nah, I mean, I seen him before, but I never had, like, I had a conversation with Logan Paul. He is cool.
Really?
Yeah, he's in the gym or whatever.
You guys were in the gym together?
Yeah, I used to stay in the little same area or whatever. That's he's tight. In the gym.
He actually looks like huge.
Yeah, I think big as hell.
Yeah, he's like fucking, I've seen him like arguing with people, like about, he spit on some guy spit on his car. They're arguing about it. I'm looking at Logan Paul, his fucking muscles are bulging out. I'm like, damn, this guy's about to fuck this dude up.
Yeah, I think big as hell for sure.
Yeah. Oh shit! Screensaver came up just at the last minute that I ran out of questions. So, what else is important that we talk about here? Like, what do you want the fans to know about what you're doing in this game?
I mean, bro, I just want everybody to know. You know what I'm saying? I can look at the camera this time, right?
Let's do it. Let's talk.
I want everybody to know, man. Music finna be big. If I'm not your favorite artist yet, I will be. Take me serious. You know what I'm saying? I do the vlogging shit because I'm different. It's just that simple. We can go back to our conversation.
No, yeah, for sure. I like that, though, because, I mean, that's how I used to feel when I was, like, 19, 20. I was all crazy doing credit card fraud and shit, and I would always be thinking, like, man, why is everybody in rap songs talking about fucking selling drugs?
Yeah.
They got to get on this fraud wave.
Yeah, for real, bro. Like, people really downplay the vlogging shit or whatever, bro, but, like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I got an I-8 outside, nigga. I'm living good. I ain't got no worries in the world. Pay for my mom. My mom ain't pay a bill, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Bro, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy I did YouTube, bro.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? I have a serious passion for music, though, and I really, really want to blow up in that shit. And the reason why my shit is blowing up, because I took the time to post some vlogs and shit. So it's like, I don't regret nothing. You can call me a YouTube nigga. You can call me, oh, you're just a YouTuber, blah, 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 whatever the hell you want to say. But apparently it doesn't matter because I'm getting more views on my music than you are. You know what I'm saying?
I think your music is just genuinely good. I don't think, I mean, definitely having a name for yourself and stuff comes from YouTube. But yeah, I mean, you definitely seem like you just put a lot of fucking work into your shit. And it's very, like, well-structured. Have you, I met you in the studio at a label. Have you taken the conversation seriously about signing to a label?
Yeah, man, we've been in hella meetings, man. We've been in New York and back to L.A. We've met with damn near every label.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something that I'm trying to be patient with because I know I still got some independent in me. You know what I'm saying? For a fact, I know I got one more bow that can make the labels be like, oh, shit, we gotta get this nigga the most money we got. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's in me, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I could sign tomorrow if I wanted to, but I choose not to because I know that I have some more time to be independent. Because I know you can't, you only get to a certain point as an independent artist.
Mm-hmm.
To get to that next level, you know what I'm saying? You got to sign, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got to make that little sacrifice or whatever. Not on that devil shit or whatever, but I'm saying, like, you got to sacrifice some bread, or you got to break bread with people and all this to get to that next level, and that's just how it be.
It must be kind of overwhelming just thinking about it, because as a YouTuber, you're so used to doing everything yourself, like, handing over, like, oh, you can't just put out a song whenever you feel like it. Once you sign, that's got to be a big decision.
Man, you don't know how great it feels to, like, be able to wake up, make a song, and do I want to drop this shit tonight or tomorrow? You know what I'm saying? You sign to a label, man, you might make a song and it take 6 months to get cleared.
Because they have a team of people trying to figure out what every single song sound in the entire fucking song is, and if it's from some other song and all this shit.
Yeah, and then
crazy.
Motherfucking, oh, I want to drop this song March 31st. Oh, well, Cardi B's going to drop this song. You know what I'm saying? And then you get pushed the fuck back. That's why I want to get to a point where if you sign me, I'm your priority. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I drop that song, you got to tell that artist he got to wait. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Instead of telling me I got to wait. So I don't want to sign where I'm like low, middle ground. I want to sign at my highest to the point where, like, my nigga, I want to drop a song today. we're going to drop the song today. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy when you mention Cardi B, though, is that she's kind of like proof that you could be a social media star and then break through and actually be the hottest in your category.
The thing is, like, nobody even mentions her as, like, being on social media or none of that shit. Like she said, she had a million before she started doing the music and shit. Because she was on Instagram making jokes and all this other shit. You know what I mean? Nobody looks at that no more. And I'm pretty sure once I blow up, because I know I am, when I blow up, people not going to be like, oh, you're that YouTube guy, blah, blah, blah. No, they're just going to be like, oh, your song, number one on Billboard, that shit dope.
Because nobody's bringing up all the stupid shit that Cardi did when she was on Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah, nobody cares, you know? Bro. Yeah. They, like, they for damn near, I didn't forget she was a stripper. I forgot all about that shit.
Nah, man, I used to fucking... Yeah, the videos that used to go around on Twitter of her back before she started rapping and stuff. Oh my God, you know, because this would go crazy for a Hispanic woman who's stripping and has had ass surgery. That just does it for me.
Yeah, I feel you.
I want to impregnate a girl like that.
You know, she's a pretty girl for sure.
No disrespect to my guy Offset. Yeah, yeah.
But that's people forget, bro. All you got to do is just. I feel like people forgot on me a little bit. I feel like I'm probably like 30% there. You know what I mean?
You know what's crazy as fuck about it too, though, is that when you take like that thing of being a social media star and stuff, you could see like a rapper now who has like, you know, good music and everything, and then they'll be sitting around mad as fuck because they don't have the personality to do the social media thing, and they realize that that's gonna hold them back. Like, oh, I can't get on Instagram and make people give a fuck about me like the way Lil Pump or Tekashi 6ix9ine does, and that they realize that like fuck like. Lil Pump might only put out a song every couple months, but in between that, he's on his Instagram story making you laugh and getting headlines from saying some shit.
Yeah.
And so, like, that thing that you already know how to do is, like, the part that a lot of rappers are, like, struggling to fill in the blanks now.
Exactly. I swear, if Lil Pump never got online and was saying all this, like, this funny shit and all this, you know, just being him and getting on Instagram and shit, his Instagram probably wouldn't be that big, his music probably wouldn't be that big, but he interact with his fans and shit like that. So that's why his shit's so fucking popping. You know what I mean? And he got his own personality that you can't compare to nobody else. So it's like his own person. And when he gets on Instagram and crack these jokes or fucking do this crazy shit online, it's like you're gonna watch it, and then when he dropped his song, you're gonna listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like instead, like that stuff helps. I think that's a big thing that we've seen in like the current generation is that it's less project based, and that kind of is something that like a YouTuber person gets is that it's more important to put out one song and push that song for a couple months that has like a really strong visual behind it, and like just push that one song and try to cram that song into people's heads. Yeah. Like as a YouTuber, you get that because you know you realize how important the visual aspect of it and stuff. Like a lot of rappers, like traditional thing they fuck up is they just put out a mixtape before they're really hot, and it's like 10 songs, no videos, and there's just not enough. Like if people a lot of times early in your career, it's hard for them to even wrap their head around wanting to want like one song of yours, never mind 10. So it's like I feel like pushing one visual is so much easier and more productive than pushing like a whole tape too early on. Like a tape is for once you're really already like established.
Yeah man, like I don't know, like when I make songs, I'm so used to dropping videos every day. When I make a song, it's like I'm itching to drop it because I know it's good. So it's like, it's kind of backwards for me. You know what I mean? It is. It's easier to push one song, but at the same time, it's hard mentally for me because I'm like, fuck, this shit dope. I want them to hear this shit.
Because you're so used to making a fucking vlog and putting it on YouTube, and then like literally like an hour later, you look at it, it's got 1,000 comments. You're sitting there reading through the comments. Like that feedback loop as a YouTuber, you're so used to that, you know?
This shit is like I want to check my phone right now and see what they're talking about. Like,
this is for
like,
real, right?
Like, it's like it. I drive off of energy, you know what I mean? And I mean, with the music shit and the vlogging shit, I feel like I just did it backwards. Because I feel like now all the artists trying to get on Instagram and trying to get on my fucking YouTube and all this other shit, I just did it backwards. I started with YouTube and I did the music. You know what I mean? Versus doing the music then trying to create like a status online or social media.
Yeah, and it's crazy too because a lot of like artists don't understand how to actually like do a vlog. Like you'll always see like vlog, like tour vlog from some rapper. but then there's no personality in the vlog. It's just a bunch of shit. It's like they aren't really like showing you who they are. And that's like kind of the way that vlogs work. It's like people need to watch a vlog and feel like they get you from that vlog. Like if you just having a bunch of like cool scenic footage of the highway and shit like that, it's like, nah, you need to actually talk to the people.
Yeah, bro. You got to connect with them. You got to talk to that camera for 15, 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I didn't drop vlogs. They've been an hour long.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers watch the whole thing.
It's kind of like a podcast at that point, you know?
Yeah, just like No Jumper. Shit, same shit. You know what I mean?
For real. All right, what else do we need to know before we wrap this up? Anything that you got coming that you're excited about?
Shit, man. The tour or whatever, you know what I'm saying? PontiacMadeDDG.com to get your tickets. I'm going to be in the Midwest coming up. I just dropped a song called Arguments. Ladies will love it. I know you only got 12%. That 12% gonna love that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Some songs, like specific songs on our YouTube, it'll be like 3% girls. I'm like, God damn, that's even worse. What the fuck?
Yeah, but I got a lot of dudes hitting me up. It's crazy because a lot of dudes hit me up talking about, man, I just got back with my ex, blah, 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 all this shit. Oh, this song made me cry and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I really put a lot of work and a lot of emotion into this song. Mm-hmm. So people feel me. You know what I'm saying? I noticed that motherfuckers go through the same shit you do. The shit you went through yesterday, somebody in the world, 1,000 other people went through that shit. Mm-hmm. But people don't think of it that way. So when I was making a song and I was just writing about my own problems or whatever, a lot of people already related to it. They're like, I was just going through this shit yesterday, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so.
Yeah, like, when I think about it, like, I could talk about, you know, like, things in my relationship that I wouldn't want to talk about because it seems, like, too personal or, like, you don't want to put your business out there. But realistically, if you were to go into depth about your relationship, or, like, in my case, if I were to go into more depth about my relationship and stuff like that, everybody out there is going to get it. Not everybody, but, like, by exposing yourself, sort of revealing some of your humanity, it makes it, like, easier for people to be like, oh, damn, he's an actual human being. And, like, that connection is, like, what really, like, builds with people.
Yeah, I think, like, me vlogging and shit, it kind of separates me from, like, somebody that's, like, on... Because a lot of artists that's big, super big, they complain about being treated as zoo animals or motherfucking robots and shit. A lot of people treat me like I'm just a homie because they sit there and watch me for fucking 30 minutes every day and they feel like they know me. So when they meet me, it's just like, it's good vibes. It ain't like, oh my God, blah, 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 take a picture far away, record you on the low type shit. Like people come up to me, they talk to me, we chop it up or whatever. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that makes it more comfortable for me. You know what I mean? Because I want to stay human.
Yeah, exactly. Cause, and that's actually the thing that I really don't like is when you're around a bunch of fans and they do start walking up to you, Snapchatting you before they even say hi to you or some shit. Yeah, it's kind of like, oh my God, bro. Like, if you fuck with me, like, treat me like a little bit of a human being, all right?
Yeah, that shit is annoying as fuck.
And I'll take the selfie, but just don't start filming me before you start talking to me because then I feel like I'm a fucking, I'm like a piece of art in a museum or some shit that they're just like wanting to document you before they even treat you like a person. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, bro. I hate that shit, man. Shit, man. To top it off, man, the tour, Take Me Serious tour, man, be in Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit, Indianapolis, D.C., be all through Florida, Tampa, Wellington, motherfucking Orlando, shit. I'm going to be everywhere, bro. Texas, all that. So I'm gearing up for that. I got to get healthy. As you know, motherfucker's sick as hell, so I'm trying to get right for that. And, this new song that I dropped, got the visuals coming real soon. So I'm just looking forward to it. So this might be the next big thing.
Do you go hard on tour? Like, do you go out at night or do you just mostly hit the hotel and work and shit?
Nah, bro. I mean, to be real, bro, I only did, like, five shows so far. Okay. But, like, I noticed, like, drinking before a show or going out, it's like that shit dead. That really fuck you up for the next day.
Yeah.
So I've just been on some drinking water, taking vitamins type shit.
Water is important, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed that too in general is that like anybody who seems like they're really successful on YouTube usually doesn't have any kind of substance abuse problem because it's like if you go out and get fucked up on like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday or whatever, it's like you're just right there like that hangover time period and everything. Like if you're real young and you can bounce back from the hangover maybe, but it's hard to like actually do the edit and then get back into fucking living your life the next day and everything and still be dealing with like being hooked on something. Even if it's just alcohol, it could be really hard to balance.
Hell yeah, you won't be able to get up and motherfucking edit every day. That shit dead. So you got to stay healthy. I feel like every person that do YouTube work, for the most part, especially daily vloggers, they most likely healthy for sure.
Yeah, there probably a lot of them are hooked on Adderall and shit, but I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know about none of that.
No. All right, DDG, this is fucking dope to finally get a real, real conversation with you and everything. I really appreciate it.
So, man.
Everybody, check my guy out. The way to do it, I think, is just to search DDG, and then you'll see like the multiple different channels and stuff, but you'll see more of the recent stuff so you can figure out what the recent. But the DDG family is the one that gets updated the most recently.
Yeah.
And then type in DDG. Music video, boom, then you're in the music.
Yeah, all the music gonna pop up, all that, man. Just know that I'm next up for sure. This is gonna be a legendary interview.
That's what I'm saying. The A&R,
what was your most popular one?
X.
We trying to pass that.
6 million views.
6 million.
You better say something crazy right now.
Shit, fuck. He said some shit crazy, huh?
Dude, oh, hell yeah. He said so much shit that got me in trouble. He's talking about being in jail and how he fucking, well, I won't even get into it, but he told some story about beating the shit out of some guy that, like, people are getting on my ass because he's talking about wiping the guy's blood on his face.
Damn.
And I just go, war paint. People got so mad because I didn't, like, say, like, that's fucked up.
Damn, shit. Well, I guess that nigga got me beat then.
Yeah. If you come back next time with some stories from jail.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't go to jail, huh? Get out.
No. All
right, you right.
No jail.
You right. My bad.
All right, thank you very much, DDG. This has been No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Bang. It's